This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Friday at NATO headquarters in Brussels, Russian President Vladimir Putin is in no position to make demands on Ukraine to end the war.
He is not, in my view, in a position to dictate to Ukraine what it must do to pursue peace.
Putin said earlier on Friday Russia would end the war in Ukraine only if Kyiv agreed to drop its NATO ambitions, hand over the entirety of four provinces claimed by Moscow, and carry out demilitarization. The G7 summit has turned to migration after promising tens of billions of dollars to Ukraine, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A summit meeting of the group of seven leading industrialized nations is focusing on migration on Friday, a priority for summit host Italy and its right-wing premier, Giorgia Meloni, who's seeking to increase investment and funding for African nations as a means of reducing migratory pressure on Europe. The gathering's also focusing on global conflicts and the spread of artificial intelligence. Perennial issues such as climate change and China also are being discussed. But some divisions have emerged over the wording of the summit's final declaration, with disagreement reported over the inclusion of a reference to abortion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. Supreme Court has struck down a Trump-era ban on bump stocks, a gun accessory that allows semi-automatic weapons to fire like machine guns. They were used in the deadliest mass shooting in modern history. The High Court on Friday found former U.S. President Donald Trump's administration did not follow federal law when it reversed course and banned bump stocks. This is VOA.